What position groups in this draft do you think are particularly deep?
Well, I think defensive tackle is the one that stands out. I counted today, I have 12 defensive tackles in my top 32, which is something that's never happened before. So it's a very deep defensive line group. I like the depth at receiver, even if there isn't that like clear cut, you know, top five player that we've seen in years past. So that, you know, throughout the first, second, third round, there's a lot of receivers who are definitely like eye opening players.
You know, and a lot has been made about the Raiders secondary going forward. You know, head coach Jack Del Rio said as much earlier this week that it's going to be a position that we're going to address with a lot of vigor. So when you look at the secondary group in this year's draft class, who kind of really jumps off the page?
Well, Jalen Ramsey does. Unfortunately, he's not going to be there at 14 for you guys. But Jalen Ramsey's a special player. I think then you start to look at like Vernon Hargraves from Florida. Mackenzie Alexander from Clemson's a unique guy. He's kind of all over the place, depending on who you talk to. He didn't have an interception in college, but he only gave up 2 touchdowns in 2 years. So he's a unique guy. I like the corner talent, though. Eli Apple from Ohio State, I know, gets mentioned a lot as like a mid-first-round guy. Xavien Howard from Baylor gets mentioned as a late first. So this is a good corner class, and it's, you know, anchored by like an elite player like Ramsey, but then good depth, too.
You know, thankfully, for the first time in a long time, we're not in the front of the draft looking for our quarterback.
Right.
We have our guy for the future in Derek Carr. What did you kind of see from his second year under center?
He took that big step, as big a step as anyone could have wanted. I thought after his first year, he needed to get better at processing pressure. He needed to get better at stepping up in the pocket to make plays. And he did that, and he started pushing the ball down the field. So to just see what he did getting on a rhythm with Crabtree and Amari so early, like, I mean, Raiders fans have to be ecstatic because you have a true franchise quarterback. You have a guy who could be an all-pro one day. Like, he's the type of quarterback you could win a Super Bowl with, and that's been missing there for a long time.
We were talking with Marshall Faulkins on the NFL Network guys when we were at the Super Bowl, and Marshall was saying what he wants to see next from Derek is getting better in his situational awareness. And he goes, that's something that only can come from actually playing and being in those situations. Is that kind of where you'd like to see his improvement?
Yeah, I think so. And just getting him more comfortable with, you know, making the checks and the audibles, getting the right play. And I think that comes from familiarity. It comes from reps. So as everything comes together and they gel more as, you know, the trio with Latavius Murray, as he gets more comfortable with Clive Walford at tight end, I think that situational awareness and understanding clock management in some big situations, all that's going to start to come natural.
And how valuable is it now for him to have a guy like Amari, a guy young just like he is, that they can grow together in this system?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you look at the young quarterbacks who are succeeding in the NFL, they have that go-to receiver. You look at Derek with Amari, Blake Bortles has Allen Robinson. You know, Teddy Bridgewater struggled a little bit. He doesn't have that go-to guy. So to have that relationship, I mean, it's crucial. It's, you know, going back to the Rich Gannon to Tim Brown days. Like, you have to have that relationship. You have to have that number one receiver.
Jack Del Rio said the other day on Sirius, he goes, the goal and expectation for next season is double-digit wins in a home playoff game. Out of the question for this team?
Not at all out of the question. You know, the Broncos have huge question marks right now at quarterback. They have some free agency needs they have to fill. The Chiefs, the offensive line needs a lot of work. And, I mean, you guys are getting closer. So double-digit wins, 10-6 year in a home playoff game, that's not crazy, especially if everyone on offense takes another step forward and they patch those holes in the secondary.
You're saying this team's getting close. What do they need to kind of get over into that next level to be considered a contender?
Well, I think a corner who can take away one side of the field is huge. I would like to see a playmaking safety. You got to replace Charles Woodson, which is the hardest thing in the world. It's easy to say, it's hard to do, but a playmaking free safety and a corner who can truly shut down one side of the field to let guys like Khalil Mack and Mario Edwards just pin their ears back and go after the quarterback.
Gut feeling, where do the Raiders go at 14?
Gut feeling at 14. I would love to see them go corner, so I'll say Mackenzie Alexander from Clemson.